Hello and welcome to this edition of Leah Tohono and the New Friends. I am particularly excited to be here with you all today, both listening in the moment and whenever you listen to this timeless body of work. Wow, so many shifts and expansions, and I missed being connected with you last week. Hence the title of this episode, What Happens When We Hit a Wall and What Does That Mean? We are expanding even beyond our awareness so rapidly, spiritually and as soul beings, for we truly are these big spiritual beings having a spiritual experience in a physical body. Our physical bodies are in a bit of a catch-up place, and mine talked very loudly in the last 10 days and said, hello. It called for some attention. It called for attention in a big way, and everything. I'm fine, by the way. I had a kidney stone. Hello. That was a first experience. And I looked at the spiritual and emotional components of that, and I knew from my path I had some baggage to let go of. And I could see how that had collected in my kidneys, emotions, feelings, old experiences, quite conveniently, if you will, or inconveniently, to be released, to be let go of. When it came right down to doing the show last week, I was not in the place. And it was a little bit hard at first to realize. And I had a very comfortable confirmation come over me of it just wasn't the time. It was the time to be quiet. And a lot of lessons and experiences have come forward, and I want to share with you what are the thoughts and insights when we're going along so certain in our knowing, so clear on our path, and suddenly it's like we hit a wall, we have to stop. And I see that there are several of you with your hands raised, and I welcome that. Thank you for being here, and I will call on you. And I want to tell you what happened about 20 minutes ago. I was sitting in the wonderful space of what was going to come forward today, and I had a completely spontaneous moment, and I called my good friend, Dr. Gail Lash, and said, what are you doing? You want to come on my show? So I invited Gail to have a conversation with all of us and talking about just what I brought up. And we're talking about it for the purpose of a purpose-filled conversation, a conversation to make a difference, to be insightful for you as we share, well, really divine messages that flow through us. So let me bring Gail on. She's a colleague. She's a dear friend who lives here in the Atlanta area. She's a peace explorer. She's a sister alchemist, and it's in that regards of how I met Gail, not here in Atlanta, but thousands of miles away at a Master in Alchemy conference where I said, I see you're from Georgia, me too. And later on, we became colleagues teaching the Level 1 program. And she is an amazing alchemist, peace explorer, and a very gifted Akashic record reader. But let me bring Gail on right now. Gail, I'm unmuting you.
Hello, Pam. Oh,
hello, my friend. Hello. Thanks for being spontaneous today. And
I love it. Thank you.
So, you know, we always have really engaging conversations and looking at different things, but we talked even last week about with the curiosity of how going forward in life and then suddenly something, it doesn't even have to be a physical type situation, but something comes along and really alters what seemed like such a clear course. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I have a great story, and this is a bit about a physical reality coming into the mix, much like your kidney stone. And so we have Artemis, which you know is our puppy dog. She's a 4-year-old female, Coton de Tulliar. And we have a male, Orion, and we mated them. And so they just had puppies about 10 days ago. And so we have a litter of 5 puppies. And Artie was doing great. She's being a great mom. It's her second litter, so she knew how to do this. But unfortunately, last Sunday, she started acting really funny and didn't walk. And we went, oh, my God, she must have eclampsia. Rushed her off to the emergency room in the middle of the evening on Sunday. And eclampsia is when the calcium level gets too low in the mother's blood. and it literally can be a life-threatening situation. So we brought her in, and they said, yes, this is what's going on. We need to give her an IV drip all night long, and she will be okay, but it's going to take that long to get her calcium level back up. And we realized we were feeding her calcium supplements, but we were not giving her the proper food, puppy food, that has a higher calcium level. So, you know, I kind of berated myself, obviously, on that, and, like, why didn't I start that once she had the puppies? But nevertheless, we got her back home. But in the meantime, we had to go home and bottle feed the puppies. So
wow.
Here my husband and I are up all night long on Sunday night and into Monday morning, even after we picked her up, bottle feeding these puppies. And we were told to keep her away from them if we could for a few hours. But, oh, my goodness, she had been away from them all night. And she was whining and so anxious. And so we said, okay, you know, you're allowed. So she's back nursing them, and she is fine. But that, you know, talking about Pam hitting a wall, I had all these plans, as you well know, to go to a Mastering Alchemy conference that is happening. I would leave tomorrow, and it would be this entire weekend, Friday through Sunday, come back on Monday, so I would have been gone 5 days. And we were thinking the puppies were doing fine, the mother was doing fine, and I could easily go away. They'd be 2 weeks old. They're you know, happy and healthy. And I could go away for this conference, which we've been looking forward to all year. So, but this happened on Sunday with Artie and her calcium level, and we thought, no, I can't go away. I need to stay home because in case it happens again, in other words, we do have to be vigilant and watch her and make sure that there are any signs of this so we can make sure she's healthy. So
yeah.
As my husband said, you're not going anywhere. And I went, you're right. So here I am, complete change of plans. And what do I do with that? And I do have some things to say about that, but let me just stop and let you comment about all that.
So, you know, I'm grateful, as you know, to know that Artie's doing well. And, of course, can't we always look at ourselves and situations and think shoulds, the should-haves?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably her body, you were doing everything seemingly right, and her body was clearly not absorbing the supplements or whatever the story is. And so I do want to hear what you say, but, of course, what's the big picture of all this is our lives are filled with what we could call interruptions in multiple ways, especially if we're not alone. And most of us, many of us, are not alone. We have families. Some live alone, yes. And even they experience what we'll call purpose-filled interruptions. Not the distractions that are kind of mindless chatter in a sense, but things that have to happen. And I think the big message in all of it is not to go into panic, to I want to say find the joy, and that feels a little challenging because I can tell you when I was in the ER, and it takes a whole lot to drag me to the ER, but it took me knowing I would gain some insight for what was going on with the pain I was feeling, and really that's about all that happened. There wasn't a real correction, if you will, that took place there, but I knew how did I want to experience myself, not in a panic mode. So it was really choosing to be as calm as I could be in the situation. But, Gail, please add your thoughts.
Well, you're actually correct, Pam. It is about finding the joy in, okay, suddenly my plans are changed. I have to cancel my airline, my hotel, you know, all this kind of thing. I'm not going away for 5 days. What do I do? Obviously, we're watching, puppies, but suddenly I've got 5 days to do something. So this is the beauty of it. I turned around and I said, okay, what benefit can I reap from this change? And suddenly I realized, 5 days? I can write on my book. I've got this book I'm writing, Opt for Peace, 9 Essential Steps to Achieving Peace, Power, and Prosperity. And I really need to sit down and focus on it. So here I am being gifted with 5 complete days that if I can stay out of the distractions, as you were just pointing out, the chatter of every day, and actually close my office door and pretend like I'm in that hotel room away from home, that I can really get a lot done.
How fascinating. Talk about taking, well, we could say, what is that old expression? Lemons and making lemonade.
Exactly.
That's a really good example. And hopefully, and I bet things will be smooth with the puppies and with Artie so that that can happen.
Exactly. That's the plan. So it is about turning it around and saying, okay, life has given me a curveball and put my life in a new direction. But then the age-old question of what do I want to create today? How do I want to go forward in this new reality?
And really, you know, let's all take a breath because we are in the conversation moving lots of energy and you may have lots of things coming up. But the big picture is every day is a new day. Every day and each moment within a day, we have new starts. We have the capability like never before. And what do I mean by that? Hold on to that never before part. To change our minds, to change our realities, to step out of what we don't like and what we don't want to experience. And as I sat there in a lot of discomfort, before I knew what was going on, I mean, I had a pretty strong insight. I either had a kidney infection or a kidney stone, and I really didn't feel I had an infection. And this was a whole new experience for me, one I would highly not recommend going through. And I always don't bring my stuff, if you will, forward, but there were so many little gems in this. So I'm sitting there really choosing to receive the highest care, that the doctors will be guided in their insight and that the medicines that they were giving me through the IV to bring the pain down would be for my optimal benefit. And I could feel a complete wave of love wash over me. And as I made those decisions, because it was a decision, it was a choice, my energy shifted. And I really felt a piece of calm. And interestingly, my third eye was pulsing. And you know, Gail, you and I have talked about what happens when we physically are not in well-being. Because I notice there's a change in, I want to call it our consciousness changes, but our attention point changes. That's really what it is. So let's talk about that. What are your thoughts
exactly
on that?
Exactly. You know, if one is sick, then suddenly the attention is on, okay, how do I support my body? How do I support myself in getting better? And all work stops. I mean, at least for me, I know that it's rarely that I get sick, but if I do, I need to rest. It is suddenly the plans, just like we were talking about with either of our examples, they change. And so it's about going into that focus of, okay, again, what do I need right at this moment, being in that present moment, and what does my body need? And let everything else, give yourself permission to let everything else drop and go.
Yeah, yep. One thing that I notice, a couple things actually, and what I meant by, however I worded that a moment ago, I said to hold on to that, you know, we are in a big, enormous evolutionary shift. Our consciousnesses have expanded. We've become more aware and more awake. And that's, in everything in the shift, is making our choices more available. We're not in third dimension where we didn't have the choice, where it was linear, good, bad, right, wrong. And in the lifting up to fourth, fifth, and higher dimensions, we're really in a higher state of creativity. We have more access to the awareness of choosing, of the ability of being the creators that we are. And literally, as I explained sitting there in the ER, choosing to be not so engaged in what's wrong or something's wrong or focused on the pain, but to choose to be in a higher state of ease and allowing my body to do as it was designed to do.
Exactly. And I want to point out also that when you have the tools there is an ability just by walking in the door of the emergency room, for example, to change the energy of that physical space. And I remember years ago doing that. I actually fell and hit my head on a sidewalk. This was many years ago. But I knew these Mastering Alchemy tools. I had these tools that when we went to the ER, I was okay. I didn't have a concussion. But, of course, I had this big lump on my head. And they did see me. But I remember knowing that there was a reason I was there. I was there to change the energy for all the other people that were in fear, that were in pain, and literally grounding the room, changing the energy. And with all of the rooms that we went into, you know, in the back, et cetera, as I was seeing, changing the energy in those rooms. And I remember, gosh, I haven't thought about this in years, that at the time I was sitting in my, you know, little hospital bed type thing in the back, and across the hall was a gentleman who was there, and we could see each other. He was in his bed, and, of course, all the ER doctors were working on us and whatever. But at one point, the nurses left and I was just alone, and the gentleman got up from his bed and he came in and he started talking to me. He was thanking me. He was just saying, "I'm really glad you're here." And I remember the nurses came in and said, "Sir, you're supposed to be back in your room. You know, don't bother this patient, et cetera." And they were saying to me that he was a psychiatric patient and he was in there a lot. But here he was talking to me very clearly and thanking me, and I know he felt the change in the energy, that's why he came over to say hello. So
wow.
Never forget that wherever you walk, no matter where you are, you are there as a light worker, and everyone is a light worker,
mm-hmm.
to change the energy of not only your own personal situation, but for everyone around you. So don't have any doubt that you are influencing that area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true, whether we're aware or not, just by being who we are. And you mentioned the tools, so I want to point to two of the very foundational tools of alchemy that Gail and I have taught together and I talk about so often. And you can find them on my website under free gifts, and they are the grounding cord and rose tool, and those are three MP3s that you can listen to, and they will expand on what those tools are about and how you can use them. So please go to pamrennie.com, PAMRENNIE.com, and you can grab a hold of those tools, and if they're new to you, you can begin to experience some amazing grounding and the result of using the rose tool, which was very prevalent for me in my experience. So, Gail, I would like you at this time to share how people can find out more about you.
Thank you. And then also, if you have any callers on, we might invite them to share their stories. So everyone can find out more about me, Gail Lash, at Tourism for Peace. That's TOURISMFORPEACE, tourismforpeace.com. And I have lots of wonderful things about how to be a peace explorer and find out how to activate your peace brain and go forward and make places of peace, not only within yourself, but within the world around you.
That's so fun, and Gail. I was going there next. There are two people, and they've waited so patiently. And also, I got kicked off the chat. I don't know why, but I'm logged back on. So if you asked a question on the chat, it might have vanished from my screen, so please don't hesitate. So I say a warm hello and welcome to the dear ones that are online. And I see you, Norman. Thanks for being here. And I am going to unmute you first. You've been waiting the longest. Your area code is 914, and let me unmute you.
Well,
hello, you are live.
Much. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Who are we speaking to?
My name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you? Do you have a question?
I do, yes. I saw your topic about hitting a wall, so I felt compelled to call, and it's a beautiful discussion you've been having. I was wondering if you see, for me, if my current project will help me move past the wall that I've been feeling for a while.
Okay. Okay, so can you share a little more detail, because the more specific, so what is your project, if you don't mind?
Sure, yes. It's like an artistic endeavor, like some audio and visual.
Excellent. And is that your passion?
Yes, yes, it is.
Good. So let me ask, and when I say we, actually the new friends have been very present, and I don't know if you've heard prior shows.
No, but this is my first time catching your show, actually.
Welcome. Thank you. You might really enjoy the first one where you'll have a really broadened understanding of the new friends and what they're about, but I'll just simply say now it's a collective consciousness from all that is. And when I say we are merged and speaking together, and they first of all want to congratulate you for really doing your passion, because that's really important, and bringing your creativities to the focus. But they also want to know, why do you feel that there's a block, and why do you feel there's a block about doing that work?
It just always seems like resources, and really having to, I am grateful, you know, to the point that I've gotten, but just like finding better partners, better collaborators,
okay,
that are more honest.
Excellent. Okay, so we see this now, and we'll speak, and then we'll invite Dr. Gail Lash to share her insights too. So the foundation is to really, this is an opportunity for you to expand in your consciousness, to first create and be the type of partner, the type of being that you truly are and want to be. In other words, it's time to step out of and release old patterns where you're attracting what you don't want to experience. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So it's
totally.
Yeah. And so very easy, it's very easy for us to set aside of this is what I want, but then we also are in a place of, oh, and I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I hope it doesn't go like that, and guess what? We're not in the new place of what we want. We're still kind of dabbling in what we don't, and the universe knows the language of vibration. So this is a good thing, and it's a great new beginning for you, Kathy, to really be in the place of clarity, of getting really clear that your heart's singing in this project, that you know what it's about, and then bring your vibration. And this is not difficult. It's just a matter of smiling. It's a matter of saying, this is who I am. Get clear with who you are. That's been the biggest point to all year long, is turning into ourselves and being in relationship with ourselves. So get clear of what kind of partner you want to be to yourself, and then set that in motion with the universe. And anytime you feel a doubt or a wobble, you just use the rose tool. Go to my website and grab that and use that rose tool to explode that and really be in the alignment of, yes, this is already in creation. It is already there, and you're simply allowing it to come right to you. Does this help?
Yes, thank you, thank you, yes, yes, thank you so much, yes.
And Gail, do you have anything to add?
You know, the new friends have just said it so beautifully. I would just agree with everything they've said, Kathy, and also just to feel happiness, be happy.
Yes.
Good luck with your projects, they sound fantastic.
Thank you, and thank you both so very much.
You're so welcome, thank you for being
here.
I hope we see you again. And many, many blessings on your journey and happiness, and I'll put you back on mute. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right. And so next we have area code 303, and I think that's Colorado. I think I am putting you on speaker. Hello.
Hi.
Are you in Colorado?
I am.
I love that. And it's Marilyn?
Yes, it is.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I really appreciate your show. I'm a new listener, but I like what you're talking about.
It's a new show.
Oh,
thank you. This is only the third episode. Yeah.
Well, awesome. I'm glad I found you.
Me too.
The conversation about kind of shifting into the newer energy, allowing what is to just sort of lead you in a positive way forward is kind of the journey that I'm on. I recently had a health challenge, which I'm coming out of, but was a surprise. I was also fired from my job that I, total surprise, blindsided. And now I'm moving forward, recovering and looking for new work and even thinking about putting together a new business for myself, all the while thinking about how that expansion is really supporting who I am on an authentic level. So I love what you're talking about is, in terms of following our heart, being connected to our own true north, if you will.
Yes.
So I wondered if there was a message for me as I continue on this path. And, you know, sometimes I go back into, shift back into the old energy and I try to forgive and move forward. And so I'm just looking for some affirmation, I suppose.
Excellent. Well, Marilyn, thank you for being here. And I love how people find the way. And again, the same as Kathy, I would invite you to listen to the first show and have, because you'll see me shifting timelines quite literally as I stepped into this opportunity. And wow, talk about new beginnings for you. Congratulations. I mean, we don't always see things coming, or at least we think we don't, although truly, I began doing work on my kidneys long before I knew what was going on. I didn't have a clarity of why. I just listened, and it was like, oh, and I was looking at the emotional components and all that. So this, I'm happy with you for what you have just put words to and the journey you're on. And as far as insight, you know, I find it purposeful to ask. There's so much that could come forward. It would require more than the few minutes we have here. So I'll say, could you get specific on a question?
All right. I'll specifically focus on work and career and whether that's a, you know, going for another administrative type job or moving towards my own business of helping others transition in their careers.
Okay, so the first thing we, and as you heard, if you heard me talking to Kathy, the we representing I am merged with the new friends, the first thing we say is, we know how we felt, so we will say to you with your question, how does it feel to think of pursuing an administrative job?
It feels like an old pattern.
Okay, good. And how does that pattern translate into an emotion or a feeling in the body?
In the body, it feels like stuffing a little bit. Sort of like,
Excellent awareness.
Yeah,
and the reason we ask you to point that out is, and we love, you wouldn't believe we use the expression to north all the time, that is the Liahona is a compass. And that is the name I have... Yeah, that's the name I've stepped into it. You'll have to listen to the first show and you'll hear the whole story, but that's what it's about. And when you asked the question, there was an entire physical thud, a feeling of, really? It felt just as you put the words to. And so it's an opportunity to be brave. What does that feel like? What does it look like? Without even having to know the first steps, it's that saying yes and aligning with the universe. Aligning with the people, places, things, all those synchronicities that will flow, that will open the doors. Because remember, we don't have to know the how. We just have to say yes and then align with that vibration. How does that feel, Marilyn?
Oh, that feels powerful. That feels like open. Feels good.
Yes. And we also say it's very typical in these experiences that you all as human form have, I'll take a deep breath. There's so many patterns of habit that it's easy, even through the expansion, as you're going through wonderful changes and you have these amazing moments of happy and bigger moments of happy, that all of a sudden something triggers within you, a sight, a sound, a smell that produces a memory, and suddenly you're in that memory. And the purpose is that truly is coming up to leave. experience that feeling, that thought, that memory of, think of opening a bottle of soda and all the bubbles rise to the top. When you see that experience, you can experience it from neutral, as if the car is engaged in neutral and you can put your foot on the gas. You're not going anywhere. And this example points to when you don't go into the emotion of the old pattern with ease, it can leave the body. But once you're in the emotion, and there's no good, bad, right, or wrong here, but once you're in the emotion, you're in it. Think of how many times you've looked back at an experience that made you angry and suddenly you were angry. It's not even happening then. That's the power of the emotion, right?
Yeah.
So the key is neutrally look at that and go, oh, yes, it's leaving, and consciously choose. Bring a smile to your face. Think of a happy memory. And then choose, how do I want to feel in this experience? Make sense?
So, yes, it makes sense and really offers me some good clarity.
Excellent. And let's see if Gail has anything to add.
Oh, well, Marilyn, thank you for sharing. This is so, I love what the new friends have said to you, and I love your opportunities that are coming forward for you, because there is no accident in the universe and the way that it works that you had these things come up at the same time, the health challenge and being fired from your job. And we know that that's, you know, that's hard, but that opened the door for you to step into these new ways of being. And I would just add to say, it's about what makes you feel peace inside of yourself in moving forward. So I think that you've shared that really these new opportunities of your new business is what makes you feel peaceful and happy. Is that not true?
That is true. And thank you for really pointing to that as a way to know, for me to know that I am on the right path. I appreciate that so much, Gail. Thank you.
Excellent. Have fun with it.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm laughing inside because I'm also feeling I want to share this. When I began my spiritual practice many years ago, I had no clue how to begin a business. I didn't have the first thought, and I did have some people guiding me, like, you need a website, you need this, you need that. Okay, and that made sense. I knew I would be working. Well, actually, I didn't know. I thought I'd be working locally. I didn't have a thought for across the globe, which really is how I work, and I love that. But this is my message. I didn't have the thought, and I did, when I was earning my Heart Point Technique Mastery Certificate, there was a business coach in the class, and we were encouraged to practice Heart Point Technique, the modality, with one another. So we connected after we got home, and the business coach and her came forward, and she started listing to me what I would need to begin my business. And she said, well, how much money do you have set aside? Because you're going to need pamphlets. And she listed all these things, and I immediately was like, yeah, I laughed, and I said, I knew she was not the coach for me, for starters, but she basically was telling me I could not begin my business without X number of dollars, which I did not have X number of dollars.
Right.
And I can be a very quiet and shy person. I was at that time, and I remember kind of puffing up and thinking, you think I can't do this? Well, watch me. And I started my business with none of what she had to say. My point in sharing that, Marilyn, is allow your guides and your guidance to lead the way. There may be many people that offer you wonderful insight, but be mindful that you can choose what suits you best.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so empowering. Thank you for sharing that.
It's fun to look back on that all those many years ago. And I'm glad I didn't believe that she was right, because for me, she wasn't right. It might have been her journey, and that's perfect for her. I still don't have a pamphlet, by the way.
That's
so,
great.
Marilyn, if you had 30 seconds to tell us about your new business, what would you say?
That it supports people who are in career transition with emotional and practical tools for moving through the process and finding their own self in a positive and authentic way so that they can make this transition successfully.
Fantastic. And how can people find out about you?
Marilyn.DiCollo@gmail.com. I don't have a website. It's getting built right now. So that's my email address. Thank
Could you spell
for,
that?
Yep.
marilyn.DiCollo@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing, Marilyn. Thank you for being here, and many blessings on your journey and your expansion. And just with a smile on my heart, I say we are very pleased for you and all that you are bringing forward. So many blessings,
Beautiful.
And I will mute you now. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Pam, I'm going to have to sign off. It has been a delight to be on your show and to hear all the listeners and to contribute today. So thank you.
Thank you for being so spontaneous, my friend. And I want to mention that I have been, I think I said this before, on your show, the Peace Brain Show. So how can people find the Peace Brain Show?
They go to BBS Radio. That's BB, like boy, boy, S as in Sam, bbsradio.com, and look up the Peace Brain Show. And it airs on Station 2 every other Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then all the shows are archived on BBS Radio, The Peace Brain Show. So look forward to you there as well. Thank you.
Yes, and we have many shows we've done together archived. In fact, it was on The Peace Brain Show that the new friends came forward first. So thank you, Gail.
Right. You're welcome,
Pam.
Thank you all.
Here.
It's been a delight. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks, you too. Bye for now. All right, so moving forward, that was so fun to be spontaneous, and I'm grateful for Gail and for her insight and wisdom and just joining the conversation. So let's all take a breath. Big changes, big awarenesses, and so many expansions. And as Gail mentioned, the weekend conference, I will be traveling to Arizona tomorrow for the Mastering Alchemy event that is in Phoenix. And when I speak to you next week, I know because of past experiences from these events, I'll be at a very different place. And what do I mean by that? We have tremendous opportunities for our growth. And they happen in multiple forms and multiple ways. And I know that this path of Mastering Alchemy, which you can go to masteringalchemy.com if you're not familiar with that journey, there's lots of tools. That's the foundation of the tools I mentioned on my website. And it is a path. It has been my path of expansion. It's the path that when I first discovered that body of work, I had no idea what it was. But I was seeking. I was on a quest. I was really looking for what is this life about? Why am I here? And it feels like so long ago, but it really wasn't. It was more than a decade ago now. But there was a very pronounced time. Springtime seems to be a very big time of expansion for me, as it is many. And that's when I was actively looking for. I didn't know what I was looking for. Truth, I knew that. I didn't know what form it would take. And that was the path that felt like home to me. It felt really comfortable. And that's a journey that led me to the archangels. It led me to discovering they're real. They're not just a figment. They're very real. So I want to talk about this a moment, and then I want to more prominently bring the new friends forward to hear what they have to say and share. But I notice, and I mentioned this in the conversation with Gail, why do things feel different when we're physically, I'm just going to call it a challenge, whatever might be going on. I notice as I'm very, I could have called it sensitive, I'm an empath, so I'm very aware and very aware of my body. And I know when I'm not feeling well, it's different. And I've learned that my very attention point is different. And it goes to, I remember early on in my journey, questioning And I actually asked himself, of Master in Alchemy, this question. I said, I was in this particular experience, not feeling well, and I felt like the angels were gone. I felt like I'm reaching out to them. I can't feel them. They're not here. What's going on? That was a new experience for me. And he said this to me. They didn't move. They're right there. You moved. And that took me a minute. I thought, moved. Where'd I go? I'm right here. It's the attention point. As I was in a bit of, at that time, in a little, in the discomfort, some panic, they don't vibrate in those vibrations. It's not that they're not there, they are. But we do not feel the connection when we are in those states. So that's why when you're going through physical things, there's so many you could feel. Think of the very famous poem about Yeshua, the given name of Jesus, the footprints, where there's only one set and the person was questioning, why weren't you walking beside me? And he said, that's where I carried you. So here I was, leaping forward in the process of creating a brand new website, in the process of making wonderful changes, feeling really great. And everything came to a stop. I'd been working really diligently with the new friends. And I know how these beings are. They have said many times that they don't, we access them in the higher dimensions, the higher chakras, the higher consciousness. And I have some questions still about that. But it's not that they don't, hold on, I'm looking for the best way to say this. In our changing of our frequency, we don't feel them the way we do. We're in a lower frequency. It's as simple as that. And so I was noticing when I was in discomfort, my frequency was different. I had some frustration at that at first because I wanted to be in conversation with them, and this is what I noticed. I was learning to feel and see them around me in a completely different way. I was having pulsing in my third eye, my sixth chakra, like never before. I was having pulsing at my crown. It went on for about an hour and a half one Sunday, and it was just amazing. I knew it wasn't a physical thing. I knew I was receiving downloads of information, and I also knew I didn't have to get linear logical and go, what is this that I was absorbing? When I woke up the Monday morning the next day, it was the cusp of the full moon, and it happened just as I opened my eyes. There was a beam of light that was coming through a crack in the curtain. And as I first looked, I thought, oh, wow, I'm seeing the dust particles floating in the air. Isn't that interesting that we don't think about all the dust in the air? And I looked closer. And what I thought was particles of dust at first didn't look anything like dust particles. They looked like little tiny orbs of light, with very pronounced white encircling the edges. Isn't that fascinating, I thought. And I just observed. I kind of tapped into what it felt like. Remember, I wasn't getting logical of what is that. I just was in the moment enjoying it. And then I watched something really fascinating. There was no air conditioning running. There was no open windows. So there was no sudden current of air. The air was still. And there were, what I could say, thousands of these little particles, these little orbs. But suddenly there was a very tiny cluster of a few that darted quickly down and then up, completely changing direction. And not the whole grouping, but just some. That's when I knew that in my expansion, in my releasing as my physical body was changing, by letting go of, quote, baggage, by letting go of old stories that had stored as crystals formed within my kidneys of old emotions, of old physical debris it was leaving, I was being altered in many ways. And I was now experiencing not the typical dialogue with the friends, but a new expanded way. And in the daytime of that full moon, which was unbelievably intense, I went outside and I brought myself to the 11th chakra and sat. And again, waves of light just pulsed through me. It was amazing. So let's experience that together now. We've got a few minutes left. And without having to say, how do I do this? Because your soul spirit knows. Just take a breath. And just hold on. Take a breath and get quiet in the body. And the new friends will say this. Many things come forward as dreams. Sometimes they hold deep meaning and experiences, and sometimes they're just experiences without a meaning to even look into. But know that there's such a deep connection among all of us, whether we're aware or not. And I believe from my experiences as souls that we are, that we've made agreements one with another. Sometimes it's just a tap on the shoulder to say, hey, remember this? Remember, you're going to experience that. A smile from a stranger in the grocery store, a new friend that appears, an old friend that appears and reminds you. But there are multiple ways that we're here to assist and to support one another. And as souls, we love one another. So bring your full awareness into the 11th chakra. And allow the new waves of light to flow in through and around you. They clear, they expand. And it is the new friends that bring these waves of light forward. And as you sit in that experience and allow exactly what you are calling for to take place without knowing even, you may set an intention if you choose. Let's have a few moments of quiet, purposeful quiet, and allow the light codes to flow to you. And prepare as you set an intention for what you'd like to experience and set your energy, taking just a few moments in this quiet, and then we'll hear from the friends. We say to you now to be of good cheer. It is true. There is much change taking place on all levels on your planet, in the multiverses, and for you physically. It is true. Your physical bodies are being changed at your request. And what is not serving your bodies is coming up to leave. Fear not and worry not when there are physical sensations that take place. For we have come, the new friends we are, merged with the Liahona, the compass, the true north, guiding the way, to share the messages of the love that we are. For we are a creation of Prime Creator, Mother, Father, God, reflecting the love from that source to you. For all there is love. And in that love, we invite you, beloved humans, beloved souls, beloved big beings that you are in a human body, to love your bodies, to marvel at your bodies, and for once and for all, go of a comparison, a criticism, and these are old thoughts and energies, but they must be let go of that you can truly delight in it. Our messages through this Liahona of this year have been about the expansion in the conscious awareness that you are in collaboration with your body, that you are in a co-creation, that you're not separate from, that you no longer choose to operate from an outside of your body as if in a gasp, what is happening to my body, what is it doing to me? But to step into the role of creator with that beautiful vessel that houses you and to commune with it, to create with it, to consciously be in a creation of well-being Do you know the power of your thoughts? Sometimes we observe you and think not. You've not done very well with happy. Oh, you've had moments. But think of this. Have you not heard you were here to experience yourself? You've heard that. You're here to experience yourself. We say it again loudly. You're here to experience yourself, to be the love that you are, to experience happy. How else could the Creator desire anything else for you? How will you create what you wish to experience if not been in happiness? Can you fully create an expected outcome in another vibration? Happiness, in addition to being the love that you are, is what we desire to reflect to you most of all. Please know we say this not from a place of anything other than look at this grand opportunity. Forget where you've been. Look at them as, yes, I experienced that. And I did a great job experiencing that. And now I'm choosing to experience this. And I might even smile. I might even use the tool of a smile and see what that feels like. We encourage you to do exactly that. Smile. Decide to be happy. And see what takes place when you choose that. You see, the Liahona delighted in the experience of her wisdom and knowing that she could choose to align to assist her body, that she could assist that stone, that collection of energies that was her baggage, to leave her body and exit it in the most comfortable way. And we're being graphic here because she knew there was a conscious choice in that. As you all have a conscious choice, your bodies are miraculous. Have you ever stopped to think about the colors within them? Certainly the colors without them, all the colors in the human race, and the colors within the body too hold purpose. We bring to you new color codes that you've never seen before. And as you sit again, bring yourself to this 11th chakra if you've moved away, and invite and welcome in these new colors that you don't have to see with your physical eyes, but you can if you choose to. And now let us shift a tone a moment and fully embody this level of love that we speak of. And we invite you to see a beautiful emerald green color code now. And we invite you to allow this to flow in through and around you. For this color code was brought by Archangel Gabriel, our beloved, not that many years ago of your time, for the first time on this planet. It is the love of the Creator. Wrap yourself in this green coating and feel this. Who must you be that this love is brought to you? Who must you be to be so significant that you are in a body on the earth at this time in this evolution? We did not participate in the fall of consciousness, but we notice you now. For your evolution is exponential. Your planet is a Christed planet. And you walk on the planet to make a difference. And you, holding this level of love and holding the green codes of love, yes, you, profound difference. Make that difference first for you, as we reflect this love to you. Esht manan emene, oks man en eme. Let this language of light flow to you and speak to your soul. Ong mana eme. Take a deep breath and breathe in the love and breathe out the love. Breathe in the love and breathe out the love. And we say to you now, go. Be. Be who you are, aligned with your true north, as we love to say. And as we love that reminder, beautiful reminder of the connectedness between all of us. Yes. Go. Be happy. Smile. Be the love that you are. We meet again next time. And we say to you, bye for now. And with that, dear ones, it is I, Liahona, looking at the beautiful red cardinal that landed on the tree right in front of my window with his mate and all the symbols that they bring. And allow this energy to flow in, through, and around you. How grateful I am for this opportunity. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for the callers. Thank you for this expansion. Again, you may go to my website for free gifts. No, that's going to be changing soon, but you may find me at pamrennie.com there. And I will say, as the Liahona, we'll come to a close for this episode. Universal Energy Radio's Liahona and the New Friends. With much love, many blessings of your journey. May they be comfortable in all ways, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.